Three, two, one, mark. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, another big weekend at hand, and we're just 1 week out from Belshare, the final Belshare, I guess. It does appear that this will be the conclusion after 35 years of Belshare madness downtown. The city is not going to fund it next year unless some deep-pocketed money person shows up to save Belshare. It will go away after next weekend, and we'll be talking about that a lot more next Friday, but it's something to circle on your calendar for good or for bad. Some people love it. Some people would just soon be out of town during Belshare, but it is coming on July 26th through the 28th. Something else is coming, a little smaller, easier to deal with, downtown after 5 tonight. Have you gone over to see any of those shows this season?
I have, a couple times.
You know, it's just right around the corner from the radio station on Lexington Avenue at 240 Overpass. And tonight, the Asheville All-Stars are playing. It's really a collaboration of about 20 of the region's top music players. So many great talents on that lineup. It's hard to even know where to begin. Josh Blake, Stephanie Morgan, Woody Wood, Kellen Watson, Jeff Knorr. I mean, the list goes on and on of people who are playing at downtown after 5 this afternoon. Starts about 5 o'clock. First to act up will be Pleasure Chest. So come on down and enjoy some live music. Something else you can enjoy this weekend and all through the coming week is Folk Moot. The International Folk Festival, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Finally find something that's been around longer than you and I have been around longer on the radio. Folk Moot's 30th anniversary really begins this weekend. The big Parade of Nations going on at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Grand opening show tonight at the Stomping Grounds in Maggie Valley. Tomorrow, International Festival Day in downtown Waynesville. And then concerts all over the place, including a Sunday date at the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville on July 24th at Asheville High School. Both of those feature all of Folk Moot groups. So if you love world music and dance, you'll want to go out and see Folk Moot. If you're missing any of this, don't worry about it. We put it all for you in the Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine, and the Asheville Citizen Times this morning. It's in your morning newspaper. It's in boxes around town for free. It's online at AshevilleScene.com. And we've got a lot of details about Folk Moot coming up. So something to look forward to. Folk Moot is just a really fascinating festival, as opposed to having it all in one place. A lot of things in Haywood County, but they're all over the place, from Bryson City to Hickory. So
quick note, the Guild Fair runs through Sunday downtown.
That's right, at the U.S. Cellular Center, so it's always a big craft experience. And there is a lot of good theater on stage this weekend, too. I think the big show is probably Les Mis over at Flat Rock Playhouse. It's going to run through August 18th, big Broadway production, all the bells and whistles. If you want to see grand music and not have to pay Broadway prices in New York, this is the place to go see it. Something I went to see last weekend is the Caro Savanti Experience from Asheville's Magnetic Theater, another original comedy from the Magnetics, their first performance since they left the River Arts District earlier this year. They're at the BB Theater, 20 Commerce Street, around the corner from the Thirsty Monk Pub. And this is a really funny show about a celebrity chef who goes off the deep end while he's taping a reality TV pilot. And Darren Marshall is just amazing in this show. You just really got to go see the Caro Savanti Experience. But don't wait on this. There are only 4 more performances at 7:30 and 9:30 tonight and Saturday at the BB Theater. And that's such a tiny space. It just filled up last weekend. So if you want to go see the Caro Savanti Experience, go do that right now. Other theater happening. Island holding on over at North Carolina Stage Company. Gypsy out at Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater in Mars Hill. I've seen that. That's a great production there. And this is the last weekend to catch Gypsy. The Merchant of Venice is playing. The Montford Park Players doing that at Hazel Robinson Amphitheater.
Weren't you in Gypsy in 73?
Was I doing Gypsy in 1973? You were doing Gypsy in 1973.
Okay.
Okay. And finally, the Brigadine out at Haywood Arts Repertory Theater in Burnsville. So those are your theatrical offerings for this weekend, and that brings us around to the movies. Have you gone out to see a motion picture?
I haven't, but I really would like to see 20 Feet from Stardom.
Oh, yes. That is a good, good movie. And it's still playing up at the Fine Arts Theater. So you've got time to get over there and see 20 Feet from Stardom, which is about some of the famous backup singers in pop music, unknown talents who made some of your favorite songs really sing. Fine Arts has also got a new one opening this weekend, too, called Fill the Void. It's an Israeli film in Hebrew. A devout 18-year-old Israeli girl is pressured to marry the husband of her late singer. So you can see that at the Fine Arts Theater. The wide releases this weekend, none of them do a whole lot for me, but The Conjuring is getting pretty good reviews for a thriller. Paranormal researchers investigating an evil presence in a farmhouse. Don't you hate it when that happens? Your farmhouse has an evil presence. And we have RIPD, a big action comedy with Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges, and Red 2, sequel to the original Red, about retired spies being pulled back to duty. Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, and company.
Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.